With an expected large corn and soybean crop, the USDA may have some programs to help out. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Roger Chase is the State Executive Director of the USDA's Farm Service Agency office based out of South Dakota. He said the USDA has a few programs in place to help out when it comes to those large crops, and that's dealing with the farm storage program they have in place.
That is correct, Keith, and that's probably been one of the most active programs that we've seen producers taking advantage of over the last few months is the on-farm producer storage program. That's been expanded a little bit more to where farmers and producers can also utilize those funds for grain harvesting equipment, whether that be trucks, grain trailers, grain carts, things along that line. If you're looking at upgrading that, certainly we offer some attractive rates on those particular programs. And if you're interested, you certainly be in contact with your local FSA office. But lots of storage facilities under construction right now, still in the discussions of trying to get those constructed and built before harvest this fall.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that's right around the corner. You talk about interest rates, of course, programs that are out there, whether it's operating, real estate, but you guys definitely team up with the local lenders and work with them on some of these like 50-50 shared program type things.
Yes, we do. We like to work with local lenders and be a participant in that. I think that you're going to see more and more of that in the upcoming year as far as the guaranteed program. Utilizing the bank's money, but also providing that FSA guarantee for those borrowers in the long term. But we like to work with however we can, with local lenders, work with producers, try to get them the financing they need to be successful.
And Chase pointed out it's important for you to keep the FSA informed, especially now as the silage chopping is underway and harvest is right around the corner. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.